Hello and welcome to today's podcast series on best practices for managing the upcoming zettabyte apocalypse. Joining us for today's discussion are two leading data management experts, John Tuigo and John Woolley. First, I'd like to introduce John Tuigo. He is CEO and managing principal for Tuigo Partners International. John is also chairman of the Data Management Institute. He is the author of 15 books, including 5 on the subject of business continuity planning. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Next, I'd like to introduce and welcome John Woolley, head of technical sales at Iron Mountain. For the past 10 years, John has been an evangelist for data center virtualization and data management. In his current role, he defines and drives Iron Mountain's cloud data management solutions. Welcome, John.
Hi, yes, thank you for having me.
Great. So as I said, our discussion today will focus around managing the upcoming zettabyte apocalypse. So what is this upcoming zettabyte apocalypse, and how can IT organizations get prepared from, say, a capacity and even a cost perspective? John T., do you want to start here?
Sure. Actually, zettabyte apocalypse is probably something that I coined in an article somewhere along the way. If you read the analysts today, the leading ones, IDC, Gartner, et cetera, they're all anticipating a big, gigantic boom in data growth, numbering in the zettabyte. We're looking at between 10 and 30 or 40 zettabytes of new data, depending on which analyst you believe, around the 2020 timeframe. And quite frankly, there isn't enough capacity in all the flash that's being produced, in all the disk that's being produced, in all the optical that's being produced, in order to shoulder the burden of handling or storing all data. Big issue for the cloud guys who are trying to create big public infrastructure offerings for storage, but also a big issue for larger and even medium-sized organizations going forward, because of course all that storage capacity has a price tag associated with it. Virtually the only way that we're going to be able to handle the zettabyte apocalypse is to bring all storage modalities to bear and to practice archiving, especially archiving onto tape. Tape is really the godsend in this scenario because of the huge capacity increases that are anticipated over the next couple of years. John?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's a lot of considerations here. And tape, you know, in my view, for a long time, whilst it's fallen out of fashion somewhat for its traditional use, is having, people are being forced to reconsider its position. We're looking at the moment about what we term as the decriminalization of tape. It's been given a bad press by disk-based, you know, data protection specialists because, you know, their agenda is to sell more and more disk.
Well, the good news there, though, is that for a lot of younger IT practitioners, it seems like they don't know tape at all. They have no pre-existing attitude toward it, positive or negative, because they've never used the technology and they've never even heard of it in some cases. And I think that's hopefully in the corner for tape going forward.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're my best hope for common sense, right? And you know, in this world where you're absolutely, you know, you're right. You know, we talk to the disk vendors, and they're in a quandary about how they pack more and more data onto spindles. But you know, you've got the new LTO formats, you've got the new enterprise tape formats that are cramming more and more data onto the cassette. We're able to keep it for longer periods of time, so it makes in an archive play fantastic. It's going to be a big question, and I think this is where a lot of the debate will be coming, is when I talk to IT professionals and they say, I no longer want tape in my environment, what they forget is the verb to manage. And I think that's the core critical piece. So if we can find a way to manage the data on tape in a much more grown-up way and in a correct way, so when we write the data to it, it's a lot more accessible, I think that should take away a lot of the stigmatism around tape and allow us to overcome these challenges. I think the other big question that comes in this this wave of data is, should we be keeping it all? That's my big question. You know, why do we keep every piece of data that an organization creates? Because not all of it is relevant, right?
Well, that is a very good question, and I think that's the one that everybody is going to be struggling with over the next 5-6 years, definitely. There is no indication on the data itself of its importance. There are certainly regulatory mandates in certain cases in certain industries that carry with them a requirement to hold on to certain kinds of data. But very few companies, in my experience, are actually going to the heavy lift of actually trying to sort out and classify the data that they're creating to determine what is critical and what is perhaps less important and what is discardable. So that's sort of the Herculean effort of our era will be, how do we go through all this data and figure out what belongs where?
So that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you both to John Tuigo and John Woolley for joining us today and for sharing their expert insights. Visit the Iron Mountain UK or North America websites for more insights and thought leadership around data management and data protection. Have a great day.